From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Global warming tops the agenda today at a summit in Italy where the world's leading industrial countries are being joined by up-and-coming nations such as China, India, and Brazil. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Fast-growing developing countries are expected to sign on today to the goal of limiting global warming by 2 degrees Celsius, or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. But they're not prepared to adopt firm targets for curbing greenhouse gases, as the G8 countries did yesterday. President Obama is chairing today's climate talks with an expanded group of countries. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president hopes to bridge some of those differences before a UN climate meeting in December.
I'm not entirely sure that we expected to come here and have 8 to 10 years of disagreement wash away in a couple of days in July in Italy. Everybody understands that this is going to take some time.
Environmentalists say the 2-degree ceiling on global warming is a useful start, but they want to see more concrete plans for limiting heat-trapping gases. Scott Horsley, NPR News, L'Aquila, Italy.
Bombs exploded in Iraq in the past 24 hours, killing more than 50 people and wounding at least 60 others. Most of the deaths occurred in the northern town of Tal Afar, home to minority Turkmen. Police say 30 people died there in suicide attacks. In Baghdad, bombs went off in a market in Sadr City, a poor Shiite Muslim area of the capital. 6 people died. A truck exploded near a school in central Afghanistan today. Police officials say 25 people were killed, including at least 9 children. The power of the blast sent truck parts flying more than a mile away. The explosion occurred in Logar province, where the Taliban has been active. A wildfire near the Getty Museum in Southern California is now about 90% contained. The blaze broke out early yesterday afternoon and quickly spread through 80 acres. Steve Julian of member station KPCC reports.
The land around the Getty is rugged and covered by thick brush, and since California's in a drought, that brush is tinder dry. A fire department spokesman says that a crew, clearing some of that brush, accidentally started the fire. It broke out less than a mile from the Getty Museum, but ocean breezes carried it to the east, away from the property. Nonetheless, museum officials evacuated about 2,400 people and shut down the ventilation system so it wouldn't carry smoke past its art collection. That collection includes illuminated manuscripts, photographs, and works by European painters including Claude Monet and Vincent van Gogh. About a mile to the north, about 300 people attending a conference evacuated Mount St. Mary's College. Fire officials say they should have the fire fully contained today. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up nearly 3 points at 8181. The Nasdaq is up 3 points at 1750. This is NPR News from Washington. Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee are accusing senior CIA officials of repeatedly misleading Congress. No details have been made public. Committee Chairman Sylvester Reyes says he's considering opening a full investigation. The most senior Republican on the panel is Peter Hoekstra from Michigan. He was asked about the allegations this morning on CBS's The Early Show.
It's one of the most bizarre episodes in politics that I've seen in my time here in Washington.
CIA spokesman George Little said it's not the policy or practice of the agency to mislead Congress. A study by Planned Parenthood shows the abortion pill is safe when taken orally along with antibiotics. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
By 2005, 4 women in the U.S. and 1 in Canada died from bacteria infections after vaginally taking misoprostol, a drug that induces abortions. So in 2006, Planned Parenthood changed the way the pill is administered. Clinics were required to give the pill orally and to test all women for chlamydia and gonorrhea. Nearly 250,000 women participated in the study. When women were tested and treated for STDs and given the drug orally, there was 1/3 of the infections than when taken vaginally and no deaths. Serious infections dropped even more dramatically by 93% when antibiotics were given routinely. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
The federal government is meeting with health officials from every state today to see if they are prepared for the swine flu. The government estimates that about 1 million Americans have been infected with the virus. It expects that figure will grow this fall. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News in Washington.